If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
BJ and Jamie.
Get to this text thing.
Okay, well, what happened? This is just weird timing. So remember how, I don't know, all my girlfriends are screwing up like their lives with text. So remember I told you that story where my girlfriend, her daughter accidentally had her phone and put out a weird text to a group, right? That whole thing. Well, listen to this. So then I was just like, this is weird timing. I'm sitting there with my girlfriend and she's like, oh my God, the worst thing happened on the planet. I'm like, what? She's like, well, my mom is convinced that Jesus is coming and, you know, the end of the world, right? Because the volcano, the earthquakes, all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. And so she wrote me this whole thing that Jesus is coming and blah, blah, blah. And that everybody needs to get to church. And we all need to prepare and all this stuff. So my girlfriend wrote this whole thing like, you have got to help me with mom. She's losing her mind. She's getting dementia. Like, she's off the rails, blah, blah.
Because she thinks the apocalypse is coming?
Yeah, yeah. And so she wrote this whole thing to her sister saying, please help me with her. Okay. And she sent it to her mom.
Oh. Sent it to mom. Oh. Well, if mom has Alzheimer's, she'll never know.
No. She doesn't. She has it on and off. She's not full blown Alzheimer's.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
So she has, you know, she's just getting there. Yeah. She hasn't been diagnosed or anything with it.
Oh, I got you.
But
so she just assumes she is.
Right.
Because of the way
it's
she's
kind
thinking.
Of crazy talk. And so she said,
maybe mom needed to hear that.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
That's
maybe
what
mom
I said.
Needed to hear that. Maybe it's not such a bad thing.
Right.
Mom, you're being a little lonely here, or at least we think you are.
Yeah. Right.
Now, look, I don't think she's loony by her, you know, loving Jesus and all that. I think that's great. But as far as the end of the world, she might be overreacting a little bit.
Right.
You know? So I think it's okay to tell mom, simmer down now. Simmer down.
But wait,
we're gonna
weirder.
Be okay.
It gets weird. This gets weirder.
It does?
Yes. So I'm out. Oh, my God. This is so great. So I'm out with my girlfriend, right? Last night. We went just to have dinner or whatever. And we're hanging out. And she is having a problem with one of her other friends. A problem with her friend, right? Whatever. Blah, blah, blah. And she's like, you know what? I'm just going to go in the bathroom and I'm going to call her and just say, hey, why don't you come over and join Jamie and I and we can all hash this out, right? I said, that sounds great. Okay, fine. I mean, I'm not in it. It's just her.
Yeah.
And I said, but I'll listen to you guys and you guys can figure it out. You've been best friends forever. So she goes to the bathroom and she calls her. She doesn't pick up. So she comes back to me and we sit down. And so I was like, so what happened? And like, why are you guys in a fight? Because I don't know the other girl.
Right.
And so she starts telling me and she starts saying like not so nice things about her and stuff and how she's gained weight and she thinks she might be jealous of her, you know, just all this stuff.
So her friend got fat.
Her friend got fat, but she also got mean to her because she's jealous of her and just, I don't know. And she's going through a divorce, just all kinds of stuff, but she was, and her kids are bad, like everything. Well, my girlfriend never hung up the phone.
Oh.
Okay.
So the phone, it was recording
it recorded everything she told me.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
So everything she told you.
Yep.
She heard live.
No, she heard recorded because she didn't answer the phone. So she was leaving a message.
Oh, she left a voice message.
Yeah, she's leaving a message in the bathroom saying, hey, why don't you stop by this place and meet Jamie and I. We're just having a couple cocktails and we can just get.
She just never hung up.
And she never.
Yeah. Oh. Well, she had a really stupid moment, didn't she?
Well, it's.
She appears that way.
And then she tried to fix.
So what do you do now? What do you do?
Well, that girl just blocked her.
You can't do anything.
She can't even call her now. She blocked her phone number.
The fat friend did? No, the fat friend blocked. I'm just trying to make sure I got the story straight.
With the horrible children.
Yes.
The fat friend
the
with
fat
the horrible
friend
children.
With the horrible children who was told she's fat and horrible.
Yeah.
Her, she blocked the other person. I think I would too, though.
I know.
I think if I'm the fat friend, you're damn right.
I know,
I'm
right?
Blocking you.
Remember
okay?
I told...
Hey, skinny. Guess what? Party's over.
Is that... Right,
I think we've worked it all out here.
But that's two things in one day.
Yeah.
Where two of my friends ruined their lives in one day. It was the weirdest day yesterday.
I don't know if I've ever done it or not, okay? But you don't know how many times I've looked down at my phone and that thing is recording. It's recording that voice to text thing. Yep. Okay. Yep. I have looked down, I'll bet you, Jamie, no less than 40 times that I've caught myself. I don't know what's been sent. I have no idea. I have no idea. Nobody's ever contacted me. Say, hey, what the hell are you talking about? You're a schmuck. But nobody's ever contacted me. But I feel like something had to be out of 40 times.
I do feel like I listened to Butt Dialers for way too long.
Oh, for sure I do.
I like
I'm
that.
I'm right
though.
There with you. I'm like, ooh, what's going to happen? Yeah.
I know, me too.
It's like a reality
I'm
show.
I'm like, this seems mean. Yeah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.